Hello and welcome to Frisco, Texas at the Big 12 Media Days. I'm Chris Williams. Coverage today brought to you by our good friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center. Got a challenge for you guys who work downtown. Hey, you can shoot on over to the Iowa Clinic downtown. It's located at the Methodist Medical Plaza. Just go get a checkup during work. If you're a man, you go to the doctor. Do it for your family. Quit being selfish. Same day, next day appointments. Specifically, Dr. Drury and Dr. Tomlinson are available now to help you get you on your way. Call them and make an appointment today. The Iowa Clinic Men's Center. Tell them that I sent you. Start things off today with a podcast featuring two very popular Cyclones. They wanted to do this together. They wanted to jab at each other a little bit. It's Joel Lanning and it's Alan Lazard. Enjoy. All right, guys, I've got two CIML legends here with me in Dallas, Alan Lazard and Joel Lanning. So, first of all, Lazard, has Joel hit you yet? And is it, how tough of a linebacker? Not how good is he, but like how like toughness wise, where does he rank?
He hasn't hit me because I won't let him. much like a lot of the other players, you know, I think I'm very savvy when it comes to getting hit, unless you know you kind of completely just blindside me. But I would say for toughness, I'd say he's about as good as the equipment managers and stuff. I mean, great effort. You know, not really tough. He's still getting there. He's still a QB at heart. So he's still trying to make that transition.
He's still a QB at heart. Any responses, Joel?
He's wrong. I don't know. I mean, I love playing quarterback, but you know, kind of the most fun I've ever had is playing linebacker, and I've only been doing it for a few months. But yeah, I haven't had my chance to hit him yet, so hopefully I'll get in camp.
You've had your chance, you just can't do it.
One time. What's it feel like to be the only player in America with a QB/LB next to your name at Media Day?
I actually got a big kick out of it. I mean, it's funny. I mean, whatever. I don't really care. It's just something for the people out there, I guess.
In all seriousness, you guys have known each other for a really long time, and there's a lot of people in Central Iowa who have watched you guys play. How cool would it be to go out together, though, in a bowl game? I mean, that's got to be the goal.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome. You know, just, you know, the journey that we've made the past 4 years, the struggles that we've been through and all that adversity, you know, it'd be great to go out there and kind of go out with a bang.
Is this you've watched Iowa State football forever.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that this could be one of the better offenses in Iowa State modern day history?
Yeah, I would absolutely say that. Hopefully, you know, it'll end up being the best of all time with the weapons that we have and from top to bottom. And, you know, just kind of getting our feet settled underneath us after this 1 year of knowing the system and returning a lot of key starters, too.
What is the – if you could name one key to the offense living up to those expectations, what would it be?
I'd say the key is probably just be consistency, be able to run the ball, throw the ball intermediately, and just be able to, you know, hit a few big plays every now and then, but, you know, just being consistent and getting a few yards to start the drive off.
Joel, you go from being quarterback to basically quarterback of the defense. Do you feel like you have that role on the D?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you're playing a mic, you know, you're setting fronts and, you know, telling people coverages and stuff, and you know, got to see certain things just like you had to at quarterback. So, I mean, main thing is getting my eyes right, and, you know, I've been working on it all summer. So,
Is Iowa State's linebacking core underrated? Because depth chart comes out today, and it's like, man, there's a lot of names there. But it seems like nobody's given it its due credit.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the only guy that we really have coming back is like Willie and Regan that have like any sort of playing time there, or Jack Spring too. But I mean, no one knows about Marcel. No one knows about, you know, Tymar or me, you know, like playing linebacker-wise. You know, just a lot of guys that we know and see that put in the work and do it the right way. So, I mean, yeah, I would say that we're definitely underrated at linebacker core, but, I mean, that just gives us more of a whatever to chip on our shoulder, I guess, before the season.
The fact that you've been at quarterback for 4 years and now you've switched over, I guess the one question I would have is how much of it camp this year is thinking versus reacting, because sometimes it will take a while. I mean, it seems like it's more of a reactionary position than what you're used to.
Yeah, I mean, during the spring, I was doing a lot more thinking than reacting, you know.
Yeah.
And my coach is always telling me, you know, quit thinking, just go play. So obviously that tells you that it's just like a see and react type thing. I mean, if you got to be able to react quickly, you know, you got to see the point guards and go over there and do all that stuff. So, I mean, just it's more reacting than thinking, definitely.
All right. Ankeny versus Urbandale. Joel, since Allen's got all the talk in so far, I'll let you have the first shot.
You're talking about this year?
No, just in general, like which city's better? And I mean, let's get the rivalry going here. Let's stoke it up.
Definitely Ankeny is way better. I don't know the last time Urbandale's been good.
Really? Last time I played Ankeny, I won.
Ooh. I wasn't there, so.
That's not my fault.
That was when we split into two schools, too.
That's true, but we're landlocked, so we don't have anywhere to grow. You guys can keep growing north.
Yeah, all right.
It's not fair.
Who's the better high school player?
Easily me, hands down.
Not football, but all-around athlete, definitely me.
Defense,
play a few sports.
Defensive player of the year and offensive player of the year. Two separate years for three straight years.
All right.
I'll leave it at that.
Who would win at the wrestling match?
Oh, definitely me. Definitely me. That's not even a question.
Thanks, fellas. Good luck this season.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed that interview with Allen Lazard and Joel Lanning. Guys giving each other some flack. Did you enjoy it? If so, tell us by leaving a positive review for us on iTunes. That's really what helps keep our ranking up, and it helps us sell the podcast. And it's kind of tricky, but that really helps us out a lot. If you enjoy our content, please let us know. Also, give our friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center a call and tell them thank you for sending Cyclone Fanatic to the Big 12 Media Days for your coverage of the Cyclones.